Good morning. It's Thursday, October 16th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we hear from a photographer who covered the Million Man March 30 years ago. That's after the news. Travelers flying into and out of Wichita's airport will not see a video by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the ongoing government shutdown. Wichita Airport Authority Director Jesse Romo says policies prohibit the display of political messages. TSA officials requested that airports air the video, but many, including Eisenhower, are refusing. Some airports say the video violates the Hatch Act, which broadly prohibits federal employees from engaging in certain political activity. A recent Moody's report shows Kansas as one of 22 states in a recession, but as KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports, not all economists agree.
The Financial Services Report considered factors like job growth and farm values, along with continued uncertainty over President Trump's tariff policies. But Wichita State University economist Becca Selby-Leach says several aspects of the Kansas economy do not point to recession. She says unemployment in Kansas is ticking up, but not as fast as the national rate. And key economic data is being delayed because of the government shutdown.
I'd hesitate to say that we're in a recession right now because the data that we do have doesn't really support that specifically for Kansas.
Another report in August named Kansas as the third most vulnerable state to a recession behind Alaska and Mississippi. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
The Kansas Republican Party says the Kansas Young Republicans group was inactive as of Tuesday after racist and anti-Semitic messages were exposed. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
The group chat included leaders of young Republican groups in several states, including Alex Dwyer and William Hendricks from Kansas. Politico says Hendricks repeatedly used slurs for gay and black people. Dwyer repeated a white supremacist slogan. A spokesperson for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach told the Kansas News Service that Hendricks has been terminated as a communications assistant for the office and called his comments, quote, inexcusable. Dwyer and Hendricks did not respond to requests for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas lawmakers are split on whether they should address concerns about the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare. As Noah Taborda of the Kansas News Service reports, some providers are concerned children are using AI chatbots during mental health crises.
One senator suggested there was little the state government could do to limit AI use for health issues, while others wanted to take a stance against the technology. But Democratic Representative Susan Ruiz says lawmakers need more information from experts before taking any action.
I would love to see an informational hearing, because there are a lot of pros and cons to this, and I think we could become much more informed.
Legislators will take up the matter in the next legislative session. A recent survey by Common Sense Media found 72% of teens have used AI chat services at least once. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
Kansas Supreme Court Justice Marla Lukert will miss the court session later this month. Court officials said in a news release that Lukert was taking a few weeks off on the advice of her doctor. The court will convene to hear arguments from October 27th through the 30th. Eric Rosen, who has the most court seniority after Lukert, will serve as the presiding justice. Lukert was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2002 by then-Governor Bill Graves. She became Chief Justice in 2023. A Men's Power Summit will be held in Wichita tonight, culminating week-long activities commemorating the 30th anniversary of the Million Man March in Washington, D.C. KMUW's Carla Eccles has more.
The summit includes a Brotherhood Talk Forum with Wichita pastors moderating an open discussion. Coordinator Corinthian Kelly says it's important to celebrate the legacy and spirit of the Million Man March to call attention to atonement, reconciliation, and responsibility.
We are inviting black men and any well-intentioned community members to come celebrate with us at this Men's Power Summit. They can expect honest dialogue, collaborative conversations, and anytime you bring men together, productivity should follow.
Additional activities include a men's worship night on Friday and a brotherhood brunch on Saturday. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.
The Men's Power Summit is tonight at 7 at Wichita's East Side Cathedral of Praise. There's more information on the KMUW events calendar. A $6 million grant from the National Science Foundation will allow Kansas State University to study how to help the feedlot industry conserve water. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
Western Kansas is abundant in cattle but lacks major resources like water. The K-State project may help. It works by taking water from feedlot lagoons and manure and treating it for irrigation. That process also pulls out nutrients for fertilizer or carbon for tax credits. Matt Sanderson is a K-State sociologist working on the project. He says it will not solve the Western Kansas water crisis, but it may inspire more conservation efforts.
I wouldn't underestimate the cultural effects of having a technology in place that demonstrates water conservation no matter at what scale.
The researchers will test their findings at community colleges in southwest Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Home sales in the Wichita area jumped in September. The South Central Kansas MLS says sales increased for both existing homes and new homes from a year ago. The organization provides real estate data from 18 counties, including Sedgwick, Butler, and Harvey. The average sale price of existing homes also increased about 7% to $248,000. Officials say the local market has about a three-month supply of housing inventory, which is less than the recommended 4 to 6 months needed for a balanced housing market. Wichita was named Best Host City for Sporting Events in 2025 by a national media outlet. Sports Travel magazine selected Wichita over five other finalists, including Atlanta, Charlotte, and Milwaukee. The magazine covers the sports, travel, and event industry. Wichita hosted several high-profile events last year, including the U.S. Figure Skating Championships and NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. It also was the site of college wrestling and soccer national championships and dozens of youth sporting events. City tourism officials say the more than 100 sporting events had an economic impact of about $61 million. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Luann Stevens. Jason Michelo Johnson was one of three photojournalists who received the Gordon Parks Choice of Weapons Awards this month in Fort Scott, Kansas. He's known for doing portraits of leaders such as Thurgood Marshall and Nelson Mandela, as well as Presidents Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama. In 1995, he spent a 12-hour day taking photos at the Million Man March in Washington, D.C. KMUW's Carla Eccles sat down with Jason, who shared details about covering the march 30 years ago, starting with the night before.
Hey, what's up now, brother? What's
up? We were walking to some of the restaurants downtown, just, you know, trying to find a place that was open. We end up at Union Station eating, and it was eerie because it was real quiet and peaceful outside, and we passed groups of black men on the street. It was like everybody had turned the streets over to all black men. But it wasn't a sense of fear or trepidation that one might experience walking the streets at night. It was, you know, hey, brother, what's happening? You know, hey, what's up? You know, and it was a sense of recognition and pride and expectation for the next day. So that whole day was one of a dramatic shift from what was to what could be. We got there about 6 o'clock in the morning. There were already thousands of men on the mall, and we're in total darkness. The thing I remember most that stood out was hearing the music of Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, album being played in the background.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me. So you can see, oh, what's going on, what's going on.
And Then I immediately sought out the media area to try to find my credentials. And somebody found them and said, oh, yeah, we have Jason Michael Johnson. Here's your credentials right here. So great relief. What I didn't know then was that there was a separate media entrance to get to the stage that they had set up for the media. So I went through the crowd trying to get to the front, and it was a thick crowd, and it took me about a half an hour. And I reached a point where there's a short wall that leads up to the staircase and to the Capitol steps, and it's about 4 feet high. Well, the men were clustered in so thick at this point, and it's still dark, until I had to get lifted over that wall, and I showed them my media credentials. Hey, brother, I'm trying to get to the front, to the media area. And they literally, one took my bag, and others picked me up and lifted me over the wall and put me down on the other side. And everywhere I was going, excuse me, and they just pardoned and let me through. And then as soon as I went through, it's like the waters came back together. I'll never forget that, and the generosity and the kindness that they showed me to get to the media stage. I look back at the famous March on Washington and say, now, what is it that they did that was so powerful and so memorable? And I wanted to make sure that I captured those shots. It was not only the breadth and scope of the depth of the amount of people was there, but then also I look for those powerful moments on the faces of individuals to tell the story, of signage, of the posters. One of the posters said, I am my brother's keeper. On this huge bedroom sheet, they had, I'm black and I'm strong. And that was big, big sign that they were holding up. And then there were various fraternities there. So I tried to capture the different groups that was there, the different organizations, the Alphas, the Qs, and I tried to capture anything that they were wearing that signified the city they were from, you know, the Kansas City group, St. Louis, L.A., because I wanted to show visually what the Million Man March was like that day. And so if there was somebody years later who wasn't there and they need to see the pictures, I wanted to show them the totality of it from every angle. I truly felt a great sense of unity among black men. I come back to the one word that sums it up. I felt empowered. I felt like I had an extension of my power throughout the United States because now I knew that there were brothers of like-mindedness, like commitment, and like appreciation for culture and history. I was no longer working in a vacuum, and that there were men there for the ready if the right call came in from the right man. And to those who say it wasn't a million men there, well, I just say it was more people there than had ever gathered anywhere in America in history. Oh, but who would they judge us? And I would say that the only person who could have called black men together for that day, the only person who put out the call and people would have responded was Minister Louis Farrakhan. Despite what you think of his religion, his politics, or whatever, Jesse Jackson couldn't have called that. Al Sharpton couldn't have called that. No one else in black America could have called black men together. My only regret is that I wish there would have been a clearer stated goal or target or mission afterwards. Like, we're going to go out and register 10 million black men, or we're going to adopt 100,000 black kids, or we're going to something that's measurable and tangible other than just an atonement. But we showed that we could come together in peace and harmony. Not a single incident, not a single arrest, not a single fight or conflict. And we had the support of beautiful sisters who showed up too.
You can see Jason Mikolo Johnson's photos of the Million Men March on our website, kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We're back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Tomorrow on The Range, sorting out the races for Wichita City Council. Plus, a Wichita writer who decided to explore a strange new world. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.